Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess here in the house. I know y'all been waiting for me to say that, in the house. Guess what? You're on 570 KLIF or you're on iHeartRadio. You know, we've been talking about all kinds of stuff while we've been, I call it, offstage. You know, we got somebody that's naked here in the building next door. We've been talking about liver and onions, all kinds of stuff, but we're getting to the Perspectives Pulse. So right now, we are going for, what is it? It's Pulse Time.
It's Pulse Time, the Perspectives Pulse.
I like that. That's cool. It's like the heartbeat. You get it? Yeah, so here we go. JR, you're joining us here live on Perspectives. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing great, Ashley. It's good to be a part of the program again.
Awesome. Glad to have you, sir. Glad to have you. If y'all haven't caught up on this, this is JR. He's helping us with our networking ability here in the area. So first off, I know that we have a happy hour stuff going on Tuesday, July 2nd. Tell me a little bit more about that, JR.
Well, this happy hour has been going on for a few years now. It's called Launch DFW / Startup Happy Hour. And the idea is to get together people in the DFW area who are interested in starting businesses. They tend to be a little more technology oriented, but really it could be any kind of business. How do you start a business? Where do you get support, like money, ideas, business plans? If it's a technology business, where do you get people to help do the coding and the technology work? So it's not just about technology or those people, but all the ecosystem around starting a business. So we gather around 5:30 and usually have some kind of snacks. There's often plenty of beer or other beverages. There could be a speaker. There typically is some kind of speaker sharing some ideas, maybe reporting on their own startup. And it's free, which is a great thing considering so many things in our society. So many of these networking events cost, you know, $25 to $50 or more sometimes. So it's a really fun gathering. And that's happening, like you said, this Tuesday, July 2nd. And if someone goes to meetup.com and then puts in Dallas Startup Happy Hour, they can find the details. They can RSVP and find out who else is going to be there.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, lately, you know, a lot of us read and know a lot about the Huffington Post as well. And it sounds like there's the Huffington Post journalist, how do you say her name, Rader Pedersen? I'm not sure if that's right. But she'll be coming, she'll be here Monday, July 8th. So what is that about, the DFW World Affairs Council? What's that going on?
Well, a week from tomorrow. So, you know, this upcoming week, 4th of July lands in the middle. So we're looking beyond the 4th to, everybody gets an extra day off.
Yeah, I love that. I love 4th of July. I love fireworks. It's one of my big things. So anyway, go ahead. Sorry, JR. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Ms. Pedersen has written quite a bit in the Huffington Post, but about the former country of what was called Burma, which is now called Myanmar, and has been really kind of criticizing or chastising folks about civil conflicts that people ought to be aware of, you know. And sometimes that journalist is talked about as our fourth leg of government, you know, besides the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the elected branch, the legislative. So, you know, globally speaking, this lady is doing that around issues in the world. So she's a Pulitzer Prize-winning person.
Cool.
She's been recognized, been written up in Texas Monthly. So if someone wants, and by the way, this is another free event, just in case you're looking for a trend in tonight's networking events, and to learn more about it, if you go to the World Affairs Council page, which is dfwworld.org, there's a link you can click on right there and learn more about her.
Awesome, awesome. And last but not least, we have a happy hour here, I guess, on Wednesday, next Wednesday, actually. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And actually, we'll head into your tip real quick so we can make sure we get everything in tonight.
Yeah, this is a happy hour that's hosted by one of the local organizations that looks for creative talent in the industry. So if you hold a happy hour, people show up. And then they're able to meet and greet and find talent that then they go to help place on jobs. So that company is called the Boss Group. So they do this, every so often. And it's a great place just to mix and mingle, meet other creative types. When I say creative, it could be anything from someone who's in design, or maybe uses the various Photoshop or front-end design, different kind of software. It could be even people on the business side or the customer service side of design. But that's going to be held, like you said, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. And if you want more information on that, and it's going to be at the Park Tavern there on Park Lane in Dallas. And if you go to the bossgroup.com website, you'll see where it says Creative Connects. And once again, this is a free event.
So that's great.
Come on out, enjoy some networking, and have a chance to have a cocktail, and who knows where you'll go with your career.
Hey, that's awesome, JR. I like the fact that you found some items that we can attend that, doesn't cost anything, and you can meet a lot of people. And so what is your tip of the week this evening, JR?
Well, many of you maybe recall the song that says, if you're not with the one you love, love the one you're with. So I think of that when I tell you about this week's tip. So I was at an event recently, and in an in-depth conversation. But yet, out of the corner of my eye, I could see people walking by that I know. And I remember feeling that this probably wasn't the best place for this in-depth conversation, and I couldn't pay both attention to both this person and the event that I was at, which was to meet people and to see people I know. So I thought, I bet I'm not the only person. And then, so there's two ways to handle it. You can either say, hey, I'm going to stick with this conversation and really pay attention and give them value, or cut it short and reschedule. So that's focusing on the one you're with. Or, as I did in this situation, I told the gentleman, I said, we've been talking a while and I really enjoy this, but it sounds like there are people here that'd like to visit with us, because I couldn't do service to both him and the group. So I just we wrapped up our conversation, pretty much had handled it, everything, and then we went about meeting other people. The other reason I mention this is we've probably all been in conversation with someone where they kept looking beyond us, and it makes us feel somehow inadequate, like we're not important. So from that side, I think when we find ourselves in that situation, number one, we don't want to make others feel that way.
Right.
Or if we're the one feeling that, we ought to just say, hey, let's catch up later. So thought I'd throw that in as well. So love the one you're with, but yet try not to ignore everyone else.
I like that, JR. Those are words to live by. And, I think that can be understood by many people out there listening, and I appreciate that knowledge base. And JR will be back. Will not be back this coming week, but we'll be back the following week after 4th of July. So we're looking forward to that and more information. And JR, real quick, just to let people know, if they want more information on all these events as well as you and what you got going on, what's the address to go to?
So my website is somethingdifferentcompanies.com, and there's a calendar icon, and click on that, and all these events and others are listed there. And then, of course, you can go to the Perspectives website, and you and I have a section on Perspective Pulse where they can find out more about us and those links. So thank you, Ashley. I hope you have a great 4th of July, and as well as to your listeners.
Well, you rock, JR, and I can't wait to talk more about networking here in the near future. So have a really great evening, and thank you for all your information. I know that we'll go out there and have some really great happy hours.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
So JR gave us a lot of good information, and I like the idea of, love the one you're with and respect people that you're around and really get to know what's going on. I mean, in any situation, whether we're networking, whether we're out and about, whether we're just hanging out with our friends, it's just like that old adage. It's like, spend time with the people you're with. Don't be looking through people. Don't be on the phone the whole time, because otherwise, why don't you just go home and hang out with your phone? Heck, I've slept with my phone before. You keep it in bed because it's like you might miss something, You got to have it right there. I don't do that anymore because I think there might be some sort of weird, funky, weird brain kind of thing going on. So I try to keep it away from my head. But I've realized that a lot of times we don't like to disconnect. But when we're with people, we need to really focus on those people. So, Dr. Mario Martinez is back with us here. And Dr. Martinez, you know, I was thinking a lot about some options here tonight. And I like what you've told us. I like the idea that we both agree with the worthiness. We both agree with the fact that if you don't feel like you're worthy, you're never going to change anything anyway. So we got to build upon that. And that is a quintessential. That's part of the Burgess 7. And that was the biggest one, is about worthiness. And so, if you have something that you could tell our listeners about maybe how to gain ground if you're having problems feeling worthy, what are some of the things that you would build upon? Some easy things that you can tell our listeners that they can start doing tonight.
Okay, the first thing is to realize that if you learn something that doesn't serve you well anymore, it doesn't mean that because you're not changing, it doesn't mean that you're not smart or that you're not wanting to help yourself. What it means is that initially, it had a function. Whatever you're doing that's not working for you, initially it had a function. And let me give you a real quick example. Fibromyalgia, which is an illness that's almost epidemic right now. A little girl goes to sleep worrying that her grandfather's going to come in and do something to her inappropriate. It's going to touch her and so forth. So what does the little girl learn? She learns to not sleep deeply. She has to sleep lightly. That had a function. But 10 years later, the grandfather's not more, and she's continuing that hypervigilance, that feeling that she can't go to sleep because there's danger. What does that do? That causes fibromyalgia, the lack of sleep, the lack of deep sleep, what's called delta wave. So what happened is that for her to be able to survive, for her to be able to function, she had to be hypervigilant, but not later, no longer. So what you do is you ask yourself, what I'm doing right now, what I'm doing that I want to change, that I don't like, how did it serve me well in the beginning? Number one, so you can see the wisdom that you have. And then, how is it not serving me well anymore, and how can I let it go? Like letting go of a friend that I've known for many years because it served me well, but it's no longer serving me well. How can I let it go? How can I give myself an opportunity to let go of something that feels comfortable, but it's not good for me? So it's important to see that there's wisdom in the initial use of what you're doing, but then it's no longer useful and you're still using it and you invested a lot of time, a lot of emotions, a lot of intellect, and it's not easy. So it's like you're investing money in the bank and all of a sudden they tell you that money's not good anymore and you still want to make sure that money's there and you want to be able to use that money because of the investment of time and emotions.
I agree with that. And it's like a lot of times it's hard to get out of a situation, especially when we are so ingrained with that. And a lot of times just the idea of realizing that it's not right, realizing the fact that I can change this, realizing the fact that, okay, this is going to be tough. This is going to be really hard. It's going to be overwhelming. I'm going to feel a little out of my element. I might feel a lot out of my element. But at the same point in time, that feeling is also a good feeling. Because I've realized in life when things are changing for the better, there's always that situation where you feel a little off. Like you feel like things are moving so fast. You're just like trying to catch your breath, but yet it's the right thing to do. So, Dr. Martinez, I've really loved having you on the show this evening, and if you could leave us with a lasting thought that you'd like to leave our prospective listeners.
Yes. One of the things that we try to teach is that it goes totally against the conventional wisdom in the life sciences. We learn our illnesses, and we inherit our causes of health. That's really important to see, so I'll repeat it. We learn our illnesses, and we inherit our causes of health.
That's awesome, and that is profound. And I really appreciate you coming on, Dr. Martinez, and I'd like to have you come on here in the future. So look forward to having you back on as well. And so if anybody, is there a website that people can go to get more information on you?
Yes, they can go to, it's called, you can Google Biocognitive, or you can go to Amazon.com and look up the mind-body code, and you'll get all kinds of information there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mario. I appreciate you. And by the way, let our listeners know where you're calling in from.
Oh, I'm calling from Montevideo, Uruguay, South America. Winter right now.
And it's winter. It's winter there, so,
yeah.
and the connection has been very good for all the way across there, but we really appreciate you coming on Perspectives and look forward to having you here in the future.
Thank you, Ashley, and thank you for your fine work.
Well, thank you so much to you, and thanks for helping so many people with your work as well. And I appreciate you coming on, and I feel like this was a very good blend of people here discussing very like-minded issues.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Have a good one. So as you heard it, Dr. Mario gave us some really good insight, and I think that is really on par with what we got going on, what we've been talking about. So stay tuned. We have one more segment of me talking. So stay tuned. Keep it on Perspectives Live here with Ashley Burgess. Keep it on 570 KLIF or keep it on iHeartRadio. And yeah, you know it. Be back in two shakes.
If you or someone you know has been injured due to someone else's negligence in the Dallas area, take action. The Ailman Law Firm works on a contingency fee basis, so clients owe no attorney's fees and will not be required to pay any costs until a recovery is obtained for the client. Sergio E. Ailman is an experienced personal injury attorney in the Dallas area and will help you determine the options for repairing your car, handling any medical expenses, and lost wages. The Ailman Law Firm will fight hard to establish and prove the extent of damages to help individuals receive the compensation they deserve. Car accidents, truck accidents, wrongful deaths, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall, and workplace injuries. Attorney Sergio Ailman believes in his clients' cases, and the primary goal at Ailman Law Office is to help you recover from your traumatic experience. Call the Ailman Law Firm today at 214-373-7774. That's 214-373-7774.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.